This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why would Apple resist the government, resist the FBI in the fight against terrorism? Is somebody like Donald Trump correct when he said that Apple is in the wrong 100%? Why wouldn't they just turn over, following a court order, electronic data to the FBI? Now, this is how it's being presented or many times discussed in the media. But that is not the case we are dealing with. That is not the issue at hand. And so in this program, I'd like to explain a little bit more as to what we are really talking about, and then you make a decision as to what is the right course of action. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, wrote a letter to the customers following this court order by a magistrate saying this: "Up to this point, we have done everything that is both within our power and within the law to help them. But now the U.S. government has asked us for something we simply do not have and something we consider too dangerous to create. They have asked us to build a backdoor to the iPhone." The Yahoo News article dated February 17 pointed out that the government has been unable to complete the search because it cannot access the iPhone's encrypted content. This is what the government has been saying. Well, to put it bluntly, what we are hearing is that the government is not able, the technicians working for the government are not able, are not competent enough to look at the documents which they have received from Apple. That is the case. And you see, the order now is doing something quite differently from just asking somebody to turn over documents, to turn over data. Cook argued that creating this new software would ultimately compromise the privacy of tens of millions of American citizens who use Apple devices. In the wrong hands, this software, which does not exist today, would have the potential to unlock any iPhone in someone's physical possession. So in other words, they are being asked to create something which doesn't even exist in order to assist the FBI. Now the article goes on to say, "And while the government may argue that its use would be limited to this case, there is no way to guarantee such control." Now, if you look back at the history, if you look back at the fact that millions of phone records were searched, were listened to without a warrant by U.S. citizens, by U.S. citizens overseas, can you really be confident that if the government would have such a device in their hands, they would only use it limited to this case? And in addition, even if that were the case, what guarantee do we have that somebody couldn't hack in to get this device? In all likelihood, that would happen. I mean, these things have happened in the past. The New York Times wrote on February 17 that the legal issues are complicated. They involve statutory interpretation rather than constitutional rights, and they could end up before the United States Supreme Court. As Apple noted, the FBI, instead of asking Congress to pass legislation resolving the encryption fight, has proposed what appears to be a novel reading of the All Writs Act of, notice, 1789. So here a law is being, quote-unquote, consulted and quoted, which was written in 1789. It is preposterous. It is ludicrous to use a law like that when we didn't have the issues of electronic devices, where there wasn't an issue of how do we encrypt or not encrypt data. So that is really what is all going on. And so the Washington Post opinionated on February 17 that, and I quote, Apple faces an uphill fight over the case in the courtroom where law enforcement's right to demand access to the phone data is fairly clear-cut. That's not our case. There's no opposition to turning over this data in this particular case to the FBI. What is the issue is that something needs to be created which doesn't even exist yet, which creates a terribly, potentially, security risk for American citizens in this country and all over the world. And so Bloomberg pointed out on February 18 that Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, WhatsApp, and others support Apple, saying Apple is right, the government is wrong. The Google CEO wrote that Google provides law enforcement access to data based on valid legal orders, but that's wholly different than requiring companies to enable hacking of customer devices and data. That is what the magistrate ordered Apple to do. And with all due respect to the position of a magistrate, I don't believe that a magistrate should have the jurisdiction, should have the capacity to create these kind of scenarios. Neither should the government. Either it's Congress or the United States Supreme Court, but not a order by a federal magistrate. The article also says that ultimately the matter needs to be decided by Congress, as another attorney is being quoted as saying. Now, there are other attorneys who say, oh, well, no, Google has the responsibility, or rather Apple has the responsibility to follow that order. Not apparently looking into all the issues. Let's talk about another issue, the worldwide implications, because it has worldwide implications. Here's an article by The Guardian, a British paper, which was published on February 17, saying this. Analysts and lawmakers warn FBI that ramifications over its demands that Apple unlock San Bernardino's killer's iPhone could snowball around the world. Authoritarian governments, including Russia and China, will demand greater access to mobile data should Apple lose. And then it goes on to say that U.S.-based tech firms have long dealt with efforts by countries worldwide to undermine user security in the name of law enforcement and national security. China in particular has fought with Apple over the iPhone in a struggle that echoes the FBI's latest move. Chinese state media in 2014 labeled the iPhone a national security threat. At that time, Cook, the CEO, said this, Apple has never worked with any government agency from any country to create a backdoor in any of our products or services. We have also never allowed access to our servers, and we never will. This, my friends, is the background as to the battle which is going on. It's not helping any to engage in generalized platitudes, ideological concepts as to, oh, well, Apple has to do what this magistrate ordered them to do, what the government wants. No, the issues are much deeper. The issues deal with privacy, with liberty, with freedom of American citizens. And the rights of liberty and freedom and privacy are under attack in this country, make you no mistake. They have been for quite a while. Somebody who wants to disallow access of any Muslim to this country, somebody who wants to deport just about any quote-unquote illegal alien, even though there are some who, or many actually, who just overstates their visa, somebody would make a comment like, well, FBI should get access, complete access to not just the data, but also Apple should create a device which then later can be used by others to jeopardize the security of this country. That's not surprising, but that's not helpful. From a biblical standpoint, let me just make one point very clear. Now, God has given governments the right to use the sword. In other words, to punish evildoers, to fight against evildoers, to fight against terrorists, to not allow them to do their evil deeds. We also read in the book of Proverbs that it is a glory and the honor of kings to search out a matter. No question about that. But the Bible nowhere allows any governmental official, any court to engage in illegal means to jeopardize or violate the individual rights and liberties and freedoms of innocent citizens. That is the balance here. That is what we have to look at. And frankly, let me just say that in this day and age, in this world, there is not any clear, satisfactory solution. You see, we have prepared a free booklet, and lawlessness will abound. And this booklet explains very clearly to you from the Bible that lawlessness will abound, and no matter what governments are willing to do, it's not going to stop it. There's only one solution for the problems we are having. Only one. And that solution is described in our new free booklet, When and How Will Christ Return? Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, the righteous governor, the righteous leader, the righteous king, he will bring righteousness to this world. And let me tell you, he will not engage in any unlawful means whatsoever. And he will not violate the civil liberties and rights and freedoms of the citizens he rules over. Now, this booklet explains to you how Jesus Christ will come back, in what way he will come back, when he will come back. I'm not giving you any dates, but I'm giving you the signs of the times as explained in the Bible. And it explains to you what will happen once he has returned. As I said, this is the only hope mankind has. And we had better pray to God the Father on a daily basis, your kingdom come. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.